Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Palomina, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA and on the OTC QB under the symbol PLMNF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Palomina is focused in the Puno Orogenic Gold Belt in eastern Peru. The company holds a handful of projects, the flagship being the Uzucayos Gold Project. The company just completed a drill program at the tail end of last year. That's where we're going to start, because let's recap some of the results that were released on January 17th. The total of 4 diamond drill holes were drilled for a total of just over 1,700 meters. This was the maiden drill program at this project. So Andrew, first and foremost, just remind everybody of the strategy around this drill program, please.
So this was our maiden program where we were testing the eastern end of a 2.6 kilometer trend in our Veta zone. We completed 4 holes of 6. The rainy season hit, so we've kept the drill at site and we plan on resuming drilling towards the end of April. Right now, the drill hole was successful in, you know, identifying an orogenic system. We had to step back quite a bit on the drill hole to be away from the stream and also from rock outcrops in this sort of V-shape. So we actually drilled fairly deep. We did encounter visible gold. We do have up to a 24-meter intercept of 0.5 gram, but we were unable to hit the high-grade zones. And so, we're having to rethink our process. We do believe there may be a northeast plunge. We still have, so we drilled 3, 2, 1, 4, and now we still have 5 and 6 to the northeast. We can drill closer on the 5th hole and actually shorten the hole up so that we can drill a little closer to surface. We were kind of going at depth on the other holes. And again, we're getting, you know, sort of what I call a halo effect at depth. But we do believe there's the potential for a northeast plunge. Candidly, the zone to the southwest, which is a larger zone, we're still modifying our idea to permit that. Peru's been slow. We do feel we're going to get it, mid-June. So our plan is to drill another few holes in the Veta zone and then move over to that zone when we're able.
So I guess these 4 holes, they have led you to believe that maybe you just drilled in kind of the wrong direction, or you drilled too deep. Is that what I'm gathering here?
No. We drilled through the structure, but the azimuth or the inclination of the hole is such that, so if you think about being at the top of a ridge and drilling down, the closer you are to the vein, the easier it is to intercept the vein at a 50-meter depth. Well, we've drilled such that the base of the hole is up to a 200-meter depth. So we're hitting gold mineralization, but we think we may have gotten the plunge wrong, in that the higher grade mineralization plunges to the northeast. And this is after I sent another consultant out, Paul Pearson, to have a look at it to just better understand it. We were halfway through the program, and the core looked very good. Again, we did see visible gold, so we actually got relatively excited about the whole thing at one point. But once we got the assays back, Mother Nature kind of pulled it back on us. And, you know, again, it's a very large system. We're only 4 holes into it. I don't know many mines or discoveries that are made at the beginning of the program, but we're fairly confident. We've gone back now, or at least we're going back, to do more measurements at surface to really better understand the inclination of the higher grade mineralization. But we do feel we intercepted most of the structures we were trying to intercept.
Okay. So when it comes to drilling the final 2 holes of that initial 6 holes that were planned, and then even getting to the western side, I realize that permitting still dictates when you can move west, but when do you expect to have the drill turning again?
I would expect the end of April, early May. And again, this area is now a lower priority, and we do want to drill in the Cayo zone, which is to the southwest, where we're getting, you know, we had up to 3 meters of 30 grams in a channel sample, and we've also got the same similar high grade at surface, but it also, the width of the zone itself in terms of the veining mineralization there is much, much greater. So that area is now priority 1, and we still haven't made the decision to drill hole 6 or hole 5. You know, we're working on that just to figure it out, but we can drill closer to the mineralized zones, i.e. Less depth for hole 5, and that's likely what we're going to do.
Okay. Thanks for that update. We'll follow up as I guess you get a little bit more clarity on when the drilling is going to get back. But let's also talk about this Lagos property, because this is a project that we haven't really talked about before. My understanding is this is a silver copper play. You acquired this project through staking. What can you tell us, at least intro-wise, for this Lagos property?
So we staked this roughly 3.5 years ago. It's in the Santa Lucia district. It's about 1.5 hours southwest of our field office in Juliaca. And the concept really, when we staked it, we're not a silver copper company, but I was a silver. My last company, we had a silver play, so I understand them a little more or as much. And the concept really in picking it up was that it's a fairly known district, and the ground hadn't come open for some time. And, you know, we really were looking at working it in the what I call the off season or the rainy season, where we can't drill up at Usikaios, which runs from about, you know, late November, early December till the end of April. So the reason we're not drilling in Usikaios is because of rains. You know, it's just not efficient. And so we've run 3 programs on the property to date. We're now on our 4th program. Before Christmas, we did a quick IP test to see whether pole dipole or gradient would work better. We've now determined pole dipole. We're supposed to start the program within the next 2 weeks in the zones. There's 4-5 different zones we've identified, 3 high-grade silver copper, and then there's sort of higher grade copper silver lead zones to the more disseminated to the south or bulk tonnage. And so we did a trenching program before Christmas just to get an idea of where we want to go. And the area is getting pretty active. There's rumors about Bear Creek. You know, they've been out looking for money. They acquired something in Mexico, and there's sort of rumors circulating something's going to happen with that. Robert Friedland has a company called Kaizen Discovery that's 13 kilometers northwest. They're drilling on a play called Panaya that's sort of got a history to it at depth, you know, to expand the copper resources in the Las Bambas trend. And it's, again, 13 kilometers northwest as the crow flies from our mineralization to theirs. And then to the northeast across Lake Lagunillas, there's a 6,600 meter program going on with Aftermath Silver. And they picked up Berengela, which is, a silver copper manganese play. And they've got a program running on that where it's got a big historic resource with, some issues with MET, but they're trying to resolve those. And, you know, they're doing additional drilling, but it's a CRD district to the northeast and a Las Bambas trend copper porphyry district to the northwest. And so we've run a trenching program before Christmas, and we're starting a new program now to keep everybody busy during the rainy season. And the good news is with Lagos, the permitting's only 2 months, because it just sits in an area where it's not owned by community, any of the ground. There's just influence with the local community, and it's the cuenca or the area gets permitted easily. So we can actually get that permitted for end of May.
Okay, that's encouraging. So you will be, I guess, moving that project forward towards drilling then. What about your guys' relationship with Goldspot? Goldspot came into the financing or off financing last year, and I know you guys have a work program planned with them to, I guess, isolate some more targets by using their AI systems. Where does that stand currently?
So we spent just over $100,000 studying the Puno Gold Belt all the way over to Cusco, from the Bolivian border. And, you know, there's all sorts of things like astroimaging. It's just compiling a lot of data. So we're actually at this, it was a little slow to start, but we're at the stage now where we're getting a much better understanding. We're also using their technology to help us with the existing drill holes. We're looking at some of the local areas. So Crucero on our flank, Minsur drops in ground. We managed to stake an extension to their deposit. We've also got, you know, the new Inca play that we staked northeast of Oyache over the summer. We expanded that based on some of the information. And then we're also studying the Santa Lucia district with them, which is the area where Lagos is. And we've done the same sort of work up there. So really what we're doing is gaining more depth. Last year, you know, Minera Andina put out an article about a week ago where Puno was the most staked, Rio Tinto being the most active. So we are seeing a surge in expectation. And I do think this area of Peru is still underrated. And, you know, I would have loved to have the big drill hole in the first drill program, but we're going to, you know, stay the course. And we believe strongly in our projects.
So, Andrew, how much cash does the company still have in the bank to move forward with future exploration this year?
Well, we're above $2 million, but we're just paying a drill invoice, so we'll be down to about 1.9 million Canadian. So we're not desperate to finance here at all. And again, you know, we made an investment in Winchear, and they're about to get their permit on their play to go drilling. They raised $750,000 in the last 4 months, and I think they're, you know, once they get the permit, they'll do that. Then there's, of course, we own a 19.9% equity interest in it. So, you know, there's other catalysts coming forward as well.
So, Andrew, one thing we like to outline at the end of these interviews now is what type of investment vehicle you see Palomina as, because quite frankly, the stock did sell off after those initial drill holes from Uzucayos, but you do also have a handful of other projects, and it still sounds like you will be drilling at Uzucayos plus that interest in Windshear. How do you think investors should be looking at Palomina right now?
Well, we've staked a tremendous amount of ground, and so we're trying to put the money now at the end of a drill bit to move it all forward. And our business model was to option or joint venture properties and focus on our Uzucayos project. That really hasn't changed. I think the main problem with it is that, you know, COVID has made it difficult to tour people. You know, we actually have a fair amount of interest, but getting actual deals done has become more difficult. Normally these things happen at conferences, as you know, they all keep going online, and you know, it's everything's been delayed. So for us, it's just staying the course, and we will probably lower, you know, our expectations on some of those projects by reducing the size. But again, Peru has no work commitment, so you can hold them for $3 a hectare. It's really not a lot of money. And again, this year we have a $50,000 payment coming out of Windshear as an example. So, you know, it's really not, so it's just being patient and following through and not getting too overwhelmed. Peru, as you know, has a new president. It's a little bit, he's just not doing a lot. So the country itself is still in a bit of a panic. And then now we're going through another wave of COVID with Omicron, where they're actually in summer and it's actually just starting to hit. So there's a whole different, you know, we're still dealing with some of that malaise, but we have reopened the office. People are going into the office. So I'm confident that I'm giving it another 3 months before it gets better. But again, we're doing a lot of what I call regrouping, which is working on permitting, working on one project, and just making sure that we preserve the cash to be able to conduct more drilling.
All right, Andrew, we are going to wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomina, and I will be following up as some more news hits the market. Andrew, thanks again for your time.